You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
It's Montreal and it's...
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljoud. On Tuesday, September 9, Israeli occupation forces airdropped a massive amount of leaflets on Palestinians in Gaza City, demanding the full evacuation of the region. This comes after Israel revealed it intends to demolish all of Gaza City in an attack to take down Hamas. The Israeli military ordered residents to move to Al Masawi area, which is already overcrowded with thousands of displaced people sheltering in tents. Palestinians in Gaza City are now left stranded amidst the rubble, with nowhere safe to go, as Israel continues to regularly bomb the south. Health authorities in Gaza announced that they will not be evacuating Gaza City's two main operational hospitals, stressing that doctors will not abandon their patients. Gaza City is home to around 1 million Palestinians, and as of Wednesday, less than 10% have evacuated the area. Since October 7, 2023, Israel has killed more than 64,000 Palestinians in Gaza. Activists and coalitions across Canada protested in front of Canada Revenue Agency offices across the country between September 2nd and September 5th. Their demand was to stop allowing Canadian charitable donations to subsidize war crimes and the genocide in Palestine. Just Peace Advocates, an independent Canadian human rights group, released an analysis based on charity filings from 2024, exposing seven organizations for sending donations to entities deeply complicit in the occupation and bombing campaigns against Palestinian civilians. Activists highlighted Revenue Agency's failure to enforce its own laws, as these funds violate both the Income Tax Act and the War Crimes and Crimes Against Humanity Act. They still haven't taken any action against these violations and continue to make Canadian taxpayers unknowingly implicated in genocide. That being said, many other charities such as Mizrachi and United Israel Appeal did not file their 2024 returns. This is raising more questions surrounding the entire funding of illegal Israeli activities. The head of the Assembly of First Nations of Quebec and Labrador, Francis Viropol, is pleading for the Quebec government to drop Bill 97, an act proposing to modernize the forest regime. The new proposed system consists of splitting public lands into three equally sized zones. That includes one protected area, one area for industry to develop, and one area for mixing public lands with lands for development. Since the tabling of Bill 97 back in April, First Nations have been protesting against it. Indigenous groups and leaders are saying the act gives the forestry industry the right to complete their operations without consulting them, which threatens Indigenous title rights and sovereignty. They warn that the changes are prioritizing logging over the long-term health of the ecosystem, which could get in the way of the preservation of their traditional ways of life, cultures, and languages. They also emphasize their concern with the potential acceleration of forest degradation. Last week, Minister of Indigenous Affairs, Ian Lafrenière, implied that many changes will be made to the amendment. Minister of Natural Resources and Forests, Maite Blanchette-Vézina, who has been receiving backlash for putting industrial interests above all else in her new bill, said that her ministry's team of lawyers are willing to sit down with the Assembly of First Nations to make sure that all the terms and elements in the amendment that spark concern would be avoided. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
CJLO 1690. Let's turn that off for a second. We're going to get to that in a moment. It's the Electric Messiah Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in. We just opened the show with, what did we open with?
At the Gates.
At the Gates, that's right. What was the song?
Cold.
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 Was it a cold opening? I'm so sorry. And then we did the new Fertilizer 1492 song. It's called Ridden with Disease, and it's a cover by...
Autopsy,
that's right. Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm here with...
Jay. I'm Aldo, and we have
a special guest on today. Today's Electric Messiah is Sean.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how do you pronounce your last name, Sean?
Arsenian.
Arsenian.
Yeah.
And Sean is in four bands. Tell the people the bands you're in.
I have a band called Selfress. I have a band called The Great Sabatini. I also have a band called Sweetheart Grip and a solo project called Barren Trees.
What's your favorite? Just kidding, don't answer that. we opened the show with At the Gates, and we heard the unfortunate, horrible news of Thomas Lindbergh passing this week. What was it, Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah, Monday. And... I saw At the Gates once in my life. It was the last time they were here in Montreal at the Beanfield Theater. Municipal Waste opened. I don't know the other bands that were there.
I can't remember. I was there with you.
What?
Was it Corona back then?
I think it was Corona at that time, yeah. Yeah. But great show. And I was even telling myself, or saying to myself, before I found out that he had died, I said, that would be awesome to go to another At the Gates show. I can't wait till they come back. And you know, they may come back, but it won't be with Tomlinson.
But you left early that night.
I left early. I was too wasted that night. Yeah. I saw the songs I wanted.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah. That's what I'll tell myself. Yeah. All right. So let's just get into it. Sean, how are you?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was the last show you did, Sean?
Sabatini was out in Ontario this past weekend. We did Kitchener. Sorry, am I not close enough?
You get it a bit closer. Yeah,
yeah, there we go. We did Kitchener. We played an underpass in Kitchener.
I saw some images from that.
Great.
Yeah, that looked fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And we played in a thrift store in Toronto.
Nice.
Called Expo Vintage. It was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many people were at that show?
I don't know. A bunch.
A bunch? Yeah. A bunch is all you need to have some fun. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In a small space, you can really get things ramped up.
It wasn't poorly attended.
Cool. Well, that's good. Yeah. Jay?
Last year, you toured Europe. How was that?
It was amazing. Yeah, it was the best time I've had probably on the road ever.
That's what I'm really into. Where in Europe is...
We did 12 shows, it wasn't really that much. But we played in Germany mostly. We played in Belgium, Netherlands, Slovakia, and Czech Republic.
Oh wow! Was that with Great Sabatini?
Czech Republic.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was great. Bratislava's got a really cool scene going on over there, and that was with Cell Press and Graber. So it was almost like a half of the Sabatini was. Was there because Steve, who drums in Sabatini, plays in Graber as well. So it was basically just a bunch of like best pals
awesome.
In a van doing a bunch of shows and drinking.
And the language barrier factor?
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, none of us really speak German or anything, but it was.
But they all speak English.
Yeah. It was cool. Yeah. The language is never really an issue, you know? Unless you get lost or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You need one metalhead from Czech that'll help you move around.
Well, we were with a Polish guy who was our driver, he's done a million tours, so.
The term is handler.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was our handler for sure.
All right. What was your favorite show on that European tour? I throw around the word favorite. Clearly, the whole thing was awesome.
The whole thing was awesome. Yeah.
Is there something that sticks out to you more?
There is. It's probably the worst show that on the day it sucked, but now I'm glad it happened the way it did.
Tell us.
Well, we played in the Netherlands. We've never been to the Netherlands before, none of us. And our band is loud, and Sabatini is loud, and Graber is loud. We all play in loud, very loud bands.
Yeah.
And I find European sound technicians are just really not into that, like the volume thing.
And did you get yelled at or?
Yeah, this guy almost had like a nervous breakdown dealing with us all. And he was trying to, because it was a youth center, and he was trying to teach younger kids how to do sound too. And he didn't know what he was doing. Oof, so that's kind of,
that
it was
day.
A bit rough, you know?
Yeah.
But, he just browbeat us the whole time and tried to make excuses like, oh, you're going to blow the power. And, yeah,
just
we
like,
didn't.
I've never passed 8.
Yeah.
What is this?
And only like 2 people came out to the show, and they were people that I knew. You know, they were like friends of mine that I was like, yo, we're going to be, I don't know when I'm going to be in the Netherlands again, so come on out. And Steve had like the line that is just, it makes us all so happy to think about, because the sound there, they were having some kind of ground issue because Mark and Graber plays through 2 8-tens and 2 4-12s bass going into that. And so it's bass and drums and bass with a lot of amplifiers. And there was some weird sound coming through, and every night he was trying to figure out how to get rid of that sound because it's like European power conversion and all this stuff. Mm. And they were just fed up with, and Steve even said to me, he's like, if you tell me, because me and Steve have done so many shows together, and he said, if you tell me that you want to not do the show tonight and just say, get out of here, like, I'll do it. And I've never, I've never heard anything from, like, he was like, ride or die, whatever. We'll, no matter what, we're going to rock. And him, for him to be like, just tell me you don't want to do it and we're leaving.
We'll walk out.
And I was like, no, man, we're going to do the show. We're going to play, you know? And it was, he was behind the kit and they were getting ready to play. And Mark's amps were just going like, bah. And the sound guy was like, what's that sound? And Steve just said, oh, that's rock and roll, man.
Nice.
And they started playing, and we were dying. We were just laughing.
There's no ground wire in the Czech Republic.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad it happened.
Yeah. All right. Let's do this, and we'll be right back.
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At The Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
Don't laugh! This ain't reality TV!
Hey, do you love movies? Discover the best of art house cinema in three theaters all across the city. That is Cinéma Musée, Du Parc, and Beaubien. Students only pay $11 per ticket, all day, every day. See you at the movies.
I'll see you at the movies, hun. Whoa, just about lost my phone there. So, so that guy's no longer alive, the sound technician? He had a heart attack, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope he's alive and well. And
I hope he's
and
fine.
I hope he has anxiety about Canadians.
Yeah. I thought they were so nice. Have you heard of the Great Sabatini?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the Great Sabatini, speaking of Segway, you remember those Segways? That was the name of the company, right?
Yeah.
What do they call them now? I think they still call them Segways. Some guy bought the company, and that guy went off a cliff on the Segway. True story.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to the Great Sabatini. That's got to suck, though, buying a Segway and go, honey, watch this. Well, he literally went off the cliff.
Did he die?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He died. Yeah.
Segways.
Yeah. Brain farts. Great Sabatini, waltz number one. Let's play this song. Have you heard this song, Aldo?
Today, actually, first time.
So I've been listening to this song all week, and it's just growing and growing, and I love it, and you're going to love it, hopefully. Here we go. Great Sabatini, waltz number one. What album is this on? This is a single.
It's not. This is a cover of Elliott Smith, so we did for a compilation.
Before I play it, my neighbor saw the cover image, the image for this single, and he said, is that the Gothenburg Gate or the Gothenburg Bridge in the background on the left?
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is. No. Okay, he seemed to really know what it is. He said, ask. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No,
Scott,
no
we
idea.
Have no clue. Yeah. All right, Here it is. Let's play it. Great Sabatini, waltz number one.
Yeah.
CGLO 1690, the Electric Messiah radio show. Ever.
The fuck?
Aldo?
Yeah?
How has your week been?
Very, very busy.
Are you always exhausted, do you find?
Yeah.
Sean, are you always exhausted?
Lately, yes.
Yeah, I find I'm just dead all the time. Mm. Yeah. I dropped a French course that I was taking at Concordia because, you know, I work Monday to Friday, 8 to 4, and then I had to go to school all night and then study on the nights I wasn't going to school, and I said, I can't do that.
It's a lot.
They're going to allow me to keep this show.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually don't want to talk about work, but...
Yeah, I don't want you to talk about
let's
work.
Let's talk about music.
I just want to let you know.
TRT, man.
What?
TRT.
What is TRT? All right, cool.
Testosterone replacement
therapy. Right. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. That's right. Yeah. So let's talk about Waltz number one. What was that song about?
I don't know. That's... yeah. Elliott Smith wrote that song. I don't know what he was writing about. It's depressing, but I kind of like that.
Okay.
But, yeah.
What's the deal with Elliott Smith? Aldo?
I mean, just a great solo artist.
Yeah.
From what, early 2000s?
90s into the 2000s.
Yeah. And he... I don't know. He
is an awesome guy. That's great.
Yeah. He had a great time.
Yeah.
Very sad and depressed guy. But I mean, we all are.
That's a really good song. That's an Elliott Smith song.
Yeah, I tried to really.
What's that album called? The super famous one.
That one was from an album called XO.
Mm,
maybe not. And that one was pretty popular.
Pretty big, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to listen to Elliott Smith.
I know nothing about Elliott Smith. This is why I'm asking you guys. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I like his music a lot.
I'm definitely going to check out more Elliott Smith based on
the
version of that song that you did.
Yeah.
And the discussion we've been having about him.
Mm.
And I find, I mean, to do that to yourself and to make all that music and put all of that into your music, those type of artists are, you know, heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
And it makes for great music.
Yeah. And if you guys don't know, look it up.
Yeah. All right. Enough about Elliott Smith. So Cell Press is a band that I've seen you play in. It's the only band I've seen you play in. I love Cell Press. The time I saw you guys play Under the Bridge, I mean, after seeing that, I'm still buzzing from that show. And that was in June, man. I think, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about, I've asked you once, but tell me how you felt about that show.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
It was like magic, you know? It was like, even just seeing a show, like I've gone to a few of those shows, it's amazing. So playing was nice, especially getting in before the cops decided to.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, was that the last show of the Underpass?
That was the last show of the Underpass.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're the last one.
I had such a good time at that show.
I can't believe you canceled that.
I said whatever's gonna happen, whatever band is playing, I don't care if I know them or not. I'm just gonna go because it's a good atmosphere. It's a good
vibe.
And sure enough, I got there and people were saying, "Nope, it's over. That's it. Bye bye."
Too bad. Bummer. There's gonna be another place like that, no? Isn't there a new one?
Well, there is a place. Of course, I'm not gonna say where it is.
But, no, of course not.
So that was fun. All right, let's get into some of the songs that you... another bridge. Actually, they're tearing down the Van Horn Bridge, but we don't need to talk about that. You guys can go look that up. Let's talk about some of the music that you wanted to play during the show today.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So pick one of the songs that of the six and talk about it, and then we'll play it.
Yeah, I don't know. I see Low here, so we can... Is that cool?
Yeah. Is that the one song I haven't put on here yet? That's right, yeah.
You could choose another one?
No, I'll get it. So talk about this song for a moment.
I guess I just really love this. Like, when I heard this song, I was like, I couldn't believe that someone wrote
about
that in this way.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just incredibly beautiful.
All right, let's just play it. Whoops. No, let's not play it. What's the hell?
Where's this band from?
They're from, Minnesota, I think.
Does it say on there? I think it says on there. No, it may not say on there. That's okay. Well, let's just play the song. This is Low.
It says Montreal, Quebec.
Does it say Montreal?
Yeah, definitely.
They're definitely not from Montreal.
No, they're
they were big when they had a big single in the, I think, the 90s.
They were around a long time.
Yeah, they were definitely big in the grunge alternative era of the 90s. Yeah. So here it is, Plastic Cup by Low, CJ Low, 1690.
Count on your friends to get you high. That's right. And you could always count on.
That's okay. And we're back.
We're back.
CJLO 1690, it's the Electric Messiah radio show. That was Plastic Cup by Low.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was nice. A song about peeing in a cup. And he says, the cup will be here long after we're gone because it's plastic. Anxiety, hey? Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I guess.
Probably goes inside of a whale or something.
What? Yeah, it goes inside of a whale. That's right. I threw some plastic in the garbage yesterday and looked at my coworker and said, dead seal. And yeah, I'm probably right.
Oof. Oof.
Yeah, anxiety, hey? All right, that was good. So when's your next show, Sean?
I don't know. To be determined.
That's okay. You have four bands and... It's all to be determined.
Yeah, I think...
Have you done any shows with from Barren Trees?
No.
You haven't done a Barren Trees show?
No. No. And some of those songs that I put out the Barren Trees thing this summer, some of those songs will probably get played in a Sweetheart Grip set.
I was going to say that's perfect. Yeah,
and because I wanted to do some stuff on my own, and then when my wife April, who's in Sweetheart Grip, heard the songs, she was like,
"You're doing our music?
I want to sing these songs.
Can I be there too, please?
Yeah.
Come on, baby."
So I think they would cross over pretty well.
Nice.
Yeah, that. I think.
Are you guys planning on doing shows?
I want to set something up. Hopefully, maybe before that'll happen before the end of the year. Nice. So.
Okay.
Because it's been a while since we've done a show.
Let's play another song that you put on the playlist for tonight. Pick one.
Yeah. How about The Lubber by Shallow North Dakota?
Great. Talk a bit about this before we play it.
I'm realizing right now that a lot of the songs that we're playing have dead people in the bands. Yeah.
Yeah. You think that's subconscious?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Like Lowe, Mimi Parker is dead. This singer in the band, she died last year.
Oh.
And Tony, our buddy from Shallow North Dakota, passed away a year or two ago. And
they're just
legendary band. Sab's got to play three or four shows with them. Years back when they reformed, and was super fortunate that life allowed us to be able to do some shows with those guys because they're hugely influential to us.
Well, let's do it. This is Shallow North Dakota with The Lubber on CJLO 1690. All right, CJLO 1690. That was Shallow North Dakota with The Lubber. That was heavy, and what's the word I want to use? I don't know. I was just waiting, and then it kicks in. It doesn't kick in when I think it's going to kick in, which makes me like it more.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Did you feel like that too, Aldo?
I do. I did.
Yes, you do. Well. Rest in peace. But they're still a band, right? They're still...
No,
they're not a band. No. Oh, that's unfortunate.
They left a mark. They got the, you know, they made three amazing records.
Yeah. Well, we'll play some more of that on the future episodes.
Yeah.
Thank you for introducing us to Shallow North Dakota.
Pleasure.
Yeah. All right. Now I'd like to play a Cell Press song.
Okay.
Because, is that okay with you, Sean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I definitely want to play.
It's your last show, buddy. Sorry.
It's, definitely not going to be the last show, yeah. This is put me back on here. We had Mark on the show. It was just me and Mark for that episode. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who else was on that. There was another band. Oh, Salem Trials was on that episode from Ottawa. By the way, people, Salem Trials are playing this Saturday at Turbo House with To Even Exist. K.O. Nashi is the band from Philadelphia that's playing. Anyway, yeah, side note. So, I just lost my mind because my brain went into that. But anyway, so I want to play Cell Press. The song is... Oh, yeah, I was talking about Mark. The song is Kissed by a Morose on Mount Royal. Anything we need to know about this song? Did you write this song?
I wrote the music, yeah.
Did you write you didn't write the lyrics?
No, that was Tom.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's not with us anymore.
Tom is not in the band anymore.
No.
So who is
he's still alive. But
he's still alive. That's good, anymore. Yeah.
Who's, I was just going to say, come on.
So, yeah.
Come on, one more.
That's not what it is.
Who's in Cell Press?
We got me, Mark McGee, who you were talking about before, yeah. And Tristan.
Tristan.
Yeah, who's in a million bands.
He's in a million bands.
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy. What did I call him? I called him like a dangerous sweetheart, I think is what I called him.
That's a good description.
He's, yeah, let's just go for 2 seconds about Tristan. Tristan is he's just great. I've seen him play in Cell Press. I saw him play in Obelisk at a show, mm-hmm. and it all made sense. And so he's thoughtful and he has structure to his music, and I very much appreciate that. Yeah. And so good on Cell Press for
we're very lucky
for bringing him into the band. Yeah.
Yeah.
So without further ado, here's Kissed by a Morose on Mount Royal on CJLO 1690 by Cell Press. No, not that.
Control.
CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. That was Kissed by a Morose on Mount Royal. What's a morose?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's like a dark, mooded person.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
If you're morose. I don't know.
Oh, right. Morose. Not a morose.
I don't know.
Morose. Maybe I think it's a mood. Kissed by a morose.
Yeah.
Aldo?
On Mount Royal.
Yeah, on Mount Royal, yeah. My ex-girlfriend was flashed by a guy on Mount Royal, not the same as being kissed by a morose.
No.
Her and her sister still tell this story mortified every time they tell it. Happened a lot before cell phones. Okay, let's play this.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the Force be with you. Goodbye, old friend. May the Force be with you.
Arts in the Margins present Festival Flux, a Montreal experimental music festival taking place from October 1st to 11th. Festival Flux is a unique mix of concerts, workshops, roundtables, presentations, and publication launches, all configured around performance, place, and politics. You won't want to miss innovative artists such as Beam Splitter, Anne F. Jacques and Ryoko Okama, Bozzini Quartet, Andrew Cyril, Christina Warren, Violence Gratuite, Nada El Shazly, and more. For more information on the festival and how to get tickets, visit fluxmtl.org.
All right. CJLO 1690, Electric Messiah Radio. We're here with Sean Arsenian, a member of The Great Sabatini, Cell Press, Sweetheart Grip, and solo project Barren Trees. Sean, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We're very happy that you're here today. We're loving all of this music. We're going to play a song called You're Gonna Die Unsatisfied. This is a great Sabatini song. From what album is this?
Goodbye Audio.
Goodbye Audio.
Yeah.
Here we go, people. You're gonna die. No, you, yeah, specifically are gonna die unsatisfied on CJLO 1690. What?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
All good.
Yeah. Hi.
Talking about that 14-minute song.
Hand of Unmaking. So we just played You're Gonna Die Unsatisfied, you know, and part of me inside believes that. Yeah, but I'm gonna try and do everything from now until then to not die unsatisfied. Hear, hear? Hear, hear.
Yeah.
Hand of Unmaking is a song that's 14 minutes and 6 seconds on the album Goodbye Audio by The Great Sabatini. If you don't know The Great Sabatini, go listen to The Great Sabatini. There's something for everybody. Even on the Dog Years, you have a song called Nursing Home, which is a straight-up punk song.
Yeah.
Yeah, from beginning to end, balls to the wall. And you have an album called, what is it? Your last album by Great Sabatini is Dirge?
Dirge of the Cruel.
Dirge of the Cruel.
That was an experiment. Yeah, that was a weird thing. Yeah.
How many songs are on that album?
It's just one.
It's just one.
Yeah.
How long is it?
It's like half an hour long.
Half an hour. If you guys...
Play it.
Yeah.
we actually took one of our songs from our first album called Birth of the Cruel.
Okay.
And we fed it into this thing that makes it 400% slower. And then we had a friend of mine step on it with a bunch of weird, you know, compressors and effects and stuff and sort of treat it like a noise project, you know?
Cool.
It's great. If you guys, especially all the weed smokers out there, lie down on your couch, smoke some weed, listen to this album, Dirge of the Cruel. Dirge of the Cruel.
Electric Wizard fan, I'm all about that.
Dope throne.
I am not afraid of a 20-minute song.
Yeah.
It's like listening to a landscape.
For me, it's like listening to a Buddhist monk do sludge or something. It's the whole time I'm like, Buddhist? Is it a Buddhist monk? Going, oh, in the background. I had a blast. Nothing.
Yeah.
That's all right. We got about 5 minutes left, so we have to pick and choose carefully here. Yeah, just like that, show's
there
over.
There it goes.
Yeah. So.
It does go fast.
It does go fast every time. Well, do you want to play any of the other songs, or you want to play Today is the Day?
I'd love to do that. I mean, that's...
Anything you want to promote?
Yeah, before we play some music.
I mean, yeah, I just dropped the Barren Trees thing. It's different from Cell Press and the Great Sabatini. It's like, I just recorded it all by myself last summer. It's sort of a lo-fi, psychedelic 60s record type of thing.
It's really good.
Thank you.
I used the word phenomenal. And if you guys should listen to Barren Trees, B-A-R-R, is it two? No, it's...
B-A-R-O-N.
B-A-R-O-N Trees. Barren Trees. Yeah. Great album. Great. Just go and listen to it.
I'm going to do that when I get home.
Yeah. All right. So what shall we play? What did we agree that we were going to play here?
Today's the day.
Today is the day. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Michael.
Rest in peace, Michael. And that'll do it for us. We'll see you next week on the Electric Messiah Radio Show, 9 to 10 every Thursday, CJLO 1690. Say bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Good night.
Today is the day, nothing to lose.
Good night.
Good night.